Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For the first time, we're able to assess how dangerous electric scooters can be. Electric scooters are powered by a battery pack. They can go up to 15 miles an hour, and they become a popular transportation alternative. But experts have not been able to determine their public health impact until now. Researchers at UCLA have found that 1 in 3 people in the Santa Monica area involved in an electric scooter accident were hurt so severely they needed an ambulance. Dr. Joanne Elmore is the senior author of the research. She is professor of medicine at UCLA. Dr. Elmore, welcome.
Hi.
How dangerous are e-scooters in general?
Well, we don't know how many millions of rides are occurring every day in the U.S. and internationally, but we certainly did see a few hundred patients in our emergency rooms. The injuries did vary in severity, but some of them were so severe that the patients had to be hospitalized. And in fact, we had 2 patients that we had to send up to our intensive care units.
Intensive care units for what kinds of injuries, or what are the most common ones?
Well, the most common injuries are probably fractures, but we had about 40% of the patients with head injuries. And in fact, those with mild concussions might have been discharged. The 2 patients that required intensive care unit, one of them had what's called a traumatic subarachnoid hemorrhage, and the other one had a subdural hematoma. And basically, when you fall and hit your head with such force, there can be bleeding.
So what is the most common cause of injuries that severe?
Well, what we noticed is that these individuals were either falling off of the scooters, that's the majority of them from what we could tell, or they were hitting moving objects. And in fact, we were surprised. I had assumed that all of the injuries that were seen in our 2 emergency departments would be from riders. But we actually had 8% of the patients were non-riders. They were either walking along and they tripped over the scooters that were left in a sidewalk, or someone on a scooter hit them.
So aside from the figures themselves, which are pretty daunting, what are you learning here in terms of what can prevent these injuries, the severe and the not so severe?
Well, I wish that I had a magic answer to that. I can tell you that, sadly, very few were wearing helmets, less than 5%.
And is it a requirement that helmets be worn
if you're riding a scooter? Well, according to the companies, yes.
But they don't provide a helmet when you rent an e-scooter.
Oh, they don't provide a helmet when you're riding it on the spot. But the companies do realize that they want to encourage helmet use, so it's part of your agreement when you sign up. And some of the companies are actually giving away free helmets.
And do you think that the wearing of a helmet, even if it's something that's deemed necessary by the company but not necessarily by the community, do you think that's something that could ward off some of these more severe injuries?
I do. I really do. We have data from motorcycles and from bicycles in which wearing these helmets can help to reduce the traumatic brain injury. So I really do think it could be helpful.
And what's the best thing that communities could do to reduce e-scooter-related accidents?
So I think we need to encourage riders to be careful. They need to follow local traffic laws, and they need to wear helmets to prevent the type of injuries that we've seen in our emergency departments.
Thank you very much for talking to us about the study. Dr. Joanne Elmore, professor of medicine at UCLA, director of their National Clinician Scholars Program.